Now let's look at this prisoner swap from the Israeli point of view. Gilad Shalit is back on his home soil, a bittersweet moment for Israelis who welcome his return but who are nervous about the hundreds of Palestinian prisoners who were released, as we just heard, as part of that deal. Here's how Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described the deal.
I know well that the pain of the families of those hurt by terrorists is very difficult. It is hard to see those evil people who murdered their loved ones released before they served their time. But I also knew in the current circumstances this is the best deal we could achieve.
And the upside for Israelis is this soldier is home. Reporter Shira Frankel is in Shalit's boyhood home in northern Israel. She's on the line. Hi, Shira.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
There are several dozen activists here, people that have been involved in the campaign to free Gilad Shalit that have been camped out here since last night. You also have his neighbors who've come out wearing matching T-shirts that say, "Welcome home, Gilad Shalit, we missed you." And there's a real sense of excitement here. They're blowing balloons. They've gotten flowers. They want to lay at his doorstep. And people here seem very emotional about his homecoming, almost as if a member of their own family was returning home.
Had his captivity and the effort to free him become a kind of cause over the last several years?
Very much so. I think it's hard to underestimate, really, how important Gilad Shalit became to most Israeli households. His campaign became one of the largest in recent memory. At one point, there were estimates that more than half of Israeli households had been involved in some way in supporting the Free Gilad Shalit campaign. Israel is a country that has a strong military ethos, one in which they believe that every soldier should be returned home to his family.
How was he captured, and how unusual was it for an Israeli soldier to be captured?
Shalit was captured in June 2006 on a cross-border raid from Gaza. It's not unusual for Israeli soldiers to be captured. It happened around the same time he was captured. Two Israeli soldiers were also captured in the north by Hezbollah. What is unusual is for an Israeli soldier to be returned home to his family alive. He's the first soldier in Israel in 26 years to do so.
Do people find it unusual or even troubling that so many Palestinians would be released for this one Israeli?
So it is the largest single swap, and by that I mean there's more than 1,000 Palestinians that will be released for Gilad Shalit, one soldier. That's the largest ratio that they've seen so far. I think people are troubled here. There's mixed emotions about those people being returned before their sentences are up. But at the same time, I think at the moment people are focusing on Shalit's return, and you get the sense that the sentiment in Israel is more of joy, of welcoming for Gilad Shalit at the moment than it is for worry over the release of the Palestinian prisoners.
Now, of course, you use the phrase at the moment. As the days go on, the attention will turn back to where the peace process or the lack of the peace process goes next. What does this prisoner exchange mean for relations between Israel and Hamas, the group that had been holding the soldier?
I think that as time goes on, we're already beginning to see murmurs. Groups that are asking why Israel has released so many prisoners. And I think as time goes on, there's going to be more and more people questioning whether Israel should continue to release Palestinian prisoners in exchange for soldiers. In the long run, there's hope that this will create diplomatic ties that may eventually lead to Hamas and Israel maintaining peaceful borders. Eventually, in the future, maybe some sort of dialogue through the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank that will lead to peaceful times ahead. But that's the optimism at the moment, and I think this is a very optimistic moment. The pessimistic Israelis, and I do think in the coming days it will be the majority of Israelis, will say that this is a brief respite and that likely he will not be the last Israeli soldier that is captured by a neighboring state.
Reporter Shira Frankel, thanks very much.
Thank you.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.